From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein.
The ayes are 60, the nays are 37. The bill is passed.
The bill extends the government's car trade-in initiative, known as Cash for Clunkers, injecting $2 billion into the program to keep it running. The Senate approved the measure 60 to 37, and it now awaits President Obama's signature. Once he signs it, consumers can get up to $4,500 to trade in their cars for new, more fuel-efficient models. Earlier today, the Senate confirmed Sonia Sotomayor to take a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. The vote, 68 to 31. Mr. Obama praised the Senate for approving the nation's first Hispanic Supreme Court justice. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
This was the president's first chance to select a Supreme Court justice. Speaking shortly after the Senate vote, he described himself as pleased and deeply gratified. He said the past 10 weeks since Sotomayor's nomination demonstrated her ability to apply the law to the facts at hand and her determination to protect core constitutional rights.
With this historic vote, the Senate has affirmed that Judge Sotomayor has the intellect, the temperament, the history, the integrity, and the independence of mind to ably serve on our nation's highest court.
The president called it a wonderful day for Judge Sotomayor's family, but also for America. She will be sworn in at the Supreme Court on Saturday, making her the nation's 111th Supreme Court justice. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Film director, writer, and producer John Hughes died of a heart attack today while in New York City visiting his family. Hughes is credited with some of the most successful comedies of the 1980s and 90s, including Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Breakfast Club, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Home Alone 1 and 2. Hughes was 59 years old. International health officials say they're pleased with progress toward a vaccine against the new H1N1 swine flu virus. NPR's Joanne Silberner has details.
Faster-growing varieties of the virus used to make the new flu vaccine have been found, says Marie Paul Kini of the World Health Organization. And vaccine tests in humans are moving forward.
We have now several manufacturers who have started clinical trials, and clinical trials, as I speak, are going on in at least 5 countries.
U.S. and European regulatory agencies are considering the new flu vaccine as just a variation on seasonal vaccines. Kini says health authorities will watch for serious side effects. She's concerned, though, that people may overinterpret health problems that coincidentally occur soon after vaccination. Kini expects vaccine will be publicly available in mid-September. Earlier this week, senior administration officials predicted a mid-October date for the U.S. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
This is NPR. The number of first-time applications for unemployment benefits fell last week by 38,000, a bigger drop than expected. But the total number of people receiving benefits continued to climb. More than 6.3 million people have applied for unemployment for more than 1 week. NASA's new planet-hunting satellite has detected a Jupiter-like planet orbiting a distant star. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has the story.
NASA launched its Kepler satellite in March to find Earth-like planets outside the solar system. Unlike other planet hunters, Kepler sits millions of miles away from Earth. This lets it see the sky more clearly. Kepler's first find is a large gas giant orbiting a star thousands of light years away. Ground-based telescopes had already detected the giant planet, but none saw it as clearly as Kepler. This shows Kepler is working well and could spot a smaller Earth-like planet. In fact, because the telescope looks for Earths around thousands of stars at once, it may have already seen one, according to Alan Boss, an astronomer at the Carnegie Institution in Washington, D.C.
It's just that we will need another 3 to 4 years to determine which ones are the Earths and which ones are false positives.
Scientists will begin combing through the first Kepler data later this year. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.
U.S. intelligence agencies are looking into reports that the leader of the Taliban in Pakistan has been killed by a U.S. missile strike. Baitullah Massoud has thousands of followers and is suspected of having ties with al-Qaeda and being behind dozens of suicide bombings and beheadings in Pakistan, including the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. The missile struck in a Massoud stronghold. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.